Welcome to Run 12-1 Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Justin Goins. Well, it's another episode of Run 12-1 Podcast. This is Pastor Justin Goins, and I just want to thank you again for taking time to pause and stop, whether it's your morning, midday, evening, whenever you're listening to this, when whatever your activity may be. It can be running. It could be walking. It could be working out. It could be mowing. It could be quiet time. Whatever. Whatever it may be. But here again, I know I said this a couple times on my episodes, but I hope that you're not using these podcasts for your meat and potatoes. My podcast, anybody else's podcast, YouTube videos, whatever the say, you know, whatever the case may be, should only be but supplements. For your walk with Christ. You need to be spending your own private time with the King of Glory. And I hope you're doing that. And it's always good to have supplements, you know, for when there may be holes or when you have downtime that you don't go seeking other things and time wasting. But, you know, I don't think listening to podcasts, godly podcasts, theological podcasts, anything that it comes, you know, to grow your knowledge in God, I don't think that that would be time wasting. With that said, we're going to jump into our next episode here with, there will be those who press forward and there'll be those who turn back, or there'll be those who press on and there'll be those who turn back. Really what you're looking at is also leadership. True leaders will always find a way to lead. True leaders will always find a way to lead. And whether that be crisis, whether it be good times, I mean, it could be great times. It could also be not so great times. It could be life situations. It could be family situations, work situations, tasks at hand. You'll always have those who rise up to the occasion. And then you'll have those who don't. And then you'll also have those that'll just turn back and completely go the opposite direction. With that said, I want to make sure that we understand what I'm getting at this podcast or this episode. Is Acts chapter 13, verse 13 says this. Now, when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, we just read about this. We looked at this in the last episode. Being a Elymas, a sorcerer, you know, who being used of Satan can happen by the staunch evildoers, but also silently it could literally be people that are followers of Christ. We looked at that. This section here, we saw that Elymas was trying to be used by Satan, and Saul saw through it and rebuked him in the name of Christ, not in his own power, but then rebuked him and then turned and continued to preach. But we looked at, you know, those are like, absolutely, right? Obviously, that's a thing. When we see people that are not followers and are evildoers, of course, we can expect them to try to stop the progress of the gospel. What's even more of a silent killer is when it happens with our brother and our sister, meaning our people who follow Christ, who are saved. And we looked at one instance. We looked at Peter. Remember that time in Peter when Jesus told Peter to get thee behind me, Satan? He started to go towards, Jesus started to change, not change, but started to explain his ministry, how he must go to Jerusalem, how he must needs to be crucified, how he needed, and this all happened in Matthew chapter 16, and how he had to be betrayed. And Peter tried to stop that from happening, the literal gospel from taking place. And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Now, he wasn't calling Peter Satan, but he knew that the force behind that was guided by Satan. With that being said, this is after this moment, after this section. They leave, they let loose. So they leave Paphos. They came to Perga. This is Acts 13:13, in Pamphylia. And John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. I'll read a little bit further, because this will be the next episode. But it says, but when they departed from Perga and came to Antioch in Pisidia, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law, the prophets and the rulers in the synagogue said unto them, saying, you men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation or encouragement for the people, say on. And we'll stop right there. Because really the text I want to focus on is verse 13. There's two things here. Two things that I read. Let me read it one more time. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia. And John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. Now, what am I getting at with the podcast? There'll be those who press on and those who turn back. Well, I think the turn back part here is pretty simple to see in the text. And it says, and the end of verse 13 says, and John Mark, that is, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. Now, we learn in this text that there will be a time to which Paul and Barnabas are Paul and Barnabas separate, and literally in chapter 15 we see this. And then Paul said unto Barnabas in verse 36, let us go again and visit the brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord. So Paul's encouraged that let's go back through every city that we've already preached the word, and let's go back through and let's start encouraging them. And Barnabas determined to take with him John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to them, but departed from them from Pamphylia. So we know, boom, 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 Acts 15, verse 36 through 38 is a direct reference to this chapter, what we just read, chapter 13, verse 13 of Acts. There was a time where down the road, when they wanted to go back through ministry again, Paul and Barnabas said, let's go back out. And Barnabas says, hey, let's take John. And Paul says, no. Remember, he turned from us. He's not ready to go back into ministry. He didn't finish. He turned back. Now, later on, we know that that 2 Timothy, Paul encourages. There was now John Mark is profitable unto ministry. I think he learned his lesson. I think he grew spiritually, matured spiritually, and then was able to be used, but not this time. So there'll be those who press forward. There'll be those who turn back. How do I see those who press forward? Well, look at something here. Now, when Paul and his company, Luis and Paphos, Paul is now seen as the leader. The language here, now when Paul and his company, not and Paul and the company, or the men that the group, it says now Paul and his company. John Mark's included in here. Barnabas is included in here. So you had a group of men that are now being referred to as Paul's company. So Paul has inevitably at some point Ben had the leadership, which we know he has, clearly, if you've read the Bible, but he moves forward into being the leader. And he presses forward. They get to a certain point. Ministry may have gotten tough there. Maybe John Mark got homesick. Oh, we don't know exactly. But he turned back. John Mark turned back, and yet Paul and the rest of the company press forward. There'll be those who lead by example. There'll be those who can't lead and turn around. Now, you may be saying, well, Pastor, I'm not gifted in leadership. Okay. Now, we all have some aspect of leadership vibes within us, but there is the spiritual gifting of leadership, of administration. Absolutely. There's a spiritual gifting of pastor, teacher, elder, of course, all these things combined into one, shepherd, bishop, overseer. Sorry, that's my dog in the background shaking her collar. Nonetheless, yes, hands down, absolutely. But that doesn't mean that we all can't continue to go forward, that we all can't at some point reach inside and be not the ultimate leader, but have that capability of saying, hey, let's just continue to go forward. You have that option every day. Not just leaders have the option to continue to go forward and go back. Everybody. And I'm talking to, hopefully, Christians here and non-Christians, of course, listening. But brothers and sisters in Christ, this is important to understand. We all have the ability every day to keep pressing forward or to turn back. I'm not talking about salvation. I'm just talking about our walk with Christ, being bold, not being a coward, contending for the faith, as Jude writes, Paul to Timothy, that the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. To stand up, contend, keep pressing forward. Yes, it's going to get tough. Yes, it's going to get rough. Yes, you're going to encounter hard life situations, persecution, maybe sometimes suffering, maybe even tough people within your own camp of family, church, community, work, whatever. Keep pressing forward. Don't turn back. Don't turn back. We see the ultimate example of this in Jesus Christ. You just look at all of his ministry. Look at eternity past and coming forward and saying, I'm going to press forward and be birthed, put on flesh, live, press forward, At any given moment, he could have stopped, but he had an eternal agenda. Salvation. Praise God on high. Salvation for you, salvation for me. And so he continued to press forward. In fact, this podcast literally is a forward podcast, a podcast that hopefully enables or encourages us to go forward. How do I know that? Well, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about such a great cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin. Let us lay aside things that may be good, meaning every weight. But it's not, I can't run a good long race if I got all this other stuff on me. I'm going to lay them aside and the sins, which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, keeping our eyes set unto Jesus. And then he gives an example. The author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And so Jesus looked at his race and kept pressing forward. His race was you. His race was you, to the cross for you, to the grave for you, raising for you. Jesus did not turn back. Paul would tell Timothy, as Timothy is pastoring in Ephesus, and In 1 Timothy chapter 4, 12, he says, let no man despise thy youth. He was a young man at a church that was, Ephesus was a very wise Greek town. I mean, it had different cultures there, but it was a very smart, there were not dumb people in Ephesus, nor were they dumb people in that church. And they had their problems, for sure. But man, they were a intellectually smart church. And older, a lot older than Timothy. A lot of people were older than Timothy. He said, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of believers. In word, meaning his speech, in conversation, meaning his life, the way he walked, in charity, meaning his agape, selfless, sacrificial love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. To be an example as a leader. Ultimately the leader, obviously the pastor, but nonetheless, Timothy, keep pressing forward, don't turn back. So I just want to encourage you today. I don't know when you're listening to this. I don't know what you are going to face or what you are currently facing. But hear me. You're a child of God. I'm preaching through Colossians at my church, and I'm dealing with Colossians chapter 1, verse 11 this Sunday. And it talks about byproducts. There's a bunch of lists starting in verse 9. There's three things that we are to be being filled with. Being filled with God's will, knowing what God's will is. So that means we got to research that to know what his will is. Then wisdom, which is practically applied knowledge, meaning knowledge that you've learned that you actually apply is how you gain wisdom. And then intelligence, meaning you become an intellectually smart Christian. You study the Bible, and that, as Jude would say, that you contend for the faith, as Peter says, that we're able to give an answer, that we are able to talk Bible with people and not be illiterate. With those three things, there's a host of things that Paul then mentions to the church of Colossae in verse 10 and in verse 11 and verse 12. Really, 3, 4, 5, 6 different byproducts that I think encompass the whole entire Christian life. I mean, and when you look at that, it literally, you get that three things being filled in those three things, and the six byproducts are basically what all the Christian life is about. And this week, I'm preaching, Lord willing, on verse 11, which talks about strength in all might, according to his glorious power. So that we are able to have patience and long suffering with joyfulness. And that verse is talking about suffering and circumstances, hard times, persecution, a tough people. That's what that verse is. If you're being filled with God's will, God's wisdom, God's, you know, biblically intelligent, when tough times, when tough issues, when tough people come around, you are strengthened. You're given all the strength you need to be able to walk through those situations. Don't turn back. You have the strength in Christ. Don't turn back when you have all the potential. Keep pressing forward. Keep pressing forward. Be the person that says, now when, put your name in there, in his company. Don't be the end of verse 13 of Acts 13 that says, and put your name there, departing from them, returned in Jerusalem. Don't depart and go back. Keep pressing forward. God bless. This is Pastor Justin with the Run 12-1 podcast.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to Run 12-1 podcast. Run your marathon race that God has placed you in. God bless.